We interrupt this program to bring you a bulletin from the Mutual Newsroom.
You have an earthquake story. Who are you?
My name's Julie. How are you?
Say hello to Robin.
Good morning, Robin.
Hi, Julie. What you doing? What happened? Where were you?
Well, I was at school. I'm a teacher's aide in the Highline School District.
Yes. At high school or in the grade schools?
Sixth grade.
Okay. Burien?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Burien.
Oh, Burien. Anyway, we got outside and this little boy walked up to me and he goes, Mrs. Martin, and I said, yes. And he goes, you know my teacher, Mrs. Woods? And I said, yes. And he goes, she got under my desk during the earthquake, and she wouldn't let me in there. I had to go share a desk with
students. Yeah.
I was wondering what some of the little peewees went through. Second grade kid thought it was the end of the world. Were they really alarmed, or were they more fascinated?
Oh, I think they were scared.
Were they?
They were scared. Yeah. And I thought it was really sad their teacher wasn't there to help them.
Okay, we're back on quake stories. Why not? We'll give it a good 48 hours of quake stories.
Okay.
Thank you, Miss Martin.
I'm going to the hotline. Good morning.
Where are the guys
at?
Hi, how are you? Happy Harry.
Hey, I was just calling to tell you that on Wednesday when that earthquake happened,
yeah,
I was puckered up huge.
Uh-huh. Yes.
But not nearly as puckered as hearing you beat it to death.
Yes. Well,
have a nice day.
All earthquake stories are now. One listener has called for a halt. Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, I got a quake story. It might not be riveting, but it's got to be better than
that. Oh, not quick enough. Hello, KZOK.
Good morning, Robin.
Yes, sir.
I would like to share one with you real quick.
So would I, but there's no time.
I'm making an exception to the earthquake rule because this gentleman, he's just a little late, but his brother was in the earthquake. What happened to him?
Hello?
Let's see how this works.
What happened to your brother?
Oh, my brother? Am I in line?
Well, I'm glad you made that exception.
What happened to your brother?
My brother?
Oh, my God.
He got his back broken in the earthquake.
How?
Well, the chimney stack in his apartment crashed through the closet onto him, and he's in the Harborview Hospital. Right?
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, so I was going to have him call because that's all I called for is to see which line I'd call to get through because I was going to have him convey his experience, but they put me through. I wasn't planning to talk. I'm not a phone person.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
Hello? Hello?
Howdy.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Wendell J. Wellington. Friends, if you have earthquake damage, see our Otis.
Crack examiner. I'll fix knickknacks for 50 cents, and I'll examine your crack for free.
Call 1-800-CRACK-ATTACKER. Call now.
No figurines. I'm not working with figurines.
That is a good business opportunity. Good work.
Hello.
It's Rick Jones of Goldberg Jones. In the Robin and Maynard Lounge. You know, it's fun now, but when it isn't, 1-800-DIVORCE. Just saying.
My brother?
Oh, my God.
Hey, Robin and Maynard, this is Dave Ross. A little friendly advice. Shut up!
Goodbye.